Today is the 4th of May. Jia Song got video. Other retreat last night.
我就讲了，没有嘛。而且我这趟，我觉得，我 sit 了 the first day 呢，我跟他们 program sit 了以后，我觉得讲 without understanding
哦，没有用的。
等下我就回去就看书。
而且是微信单的。
等下一直看你一直 sit，like even though like。你 silent， but 你没有 understanding 也
没有用啊。因为 you don't know why you sit or why you meditate。So 这几样重点啊 about the Buddhist teaching 啊 ，you have to understand before you can really develop the progress。你不了解，你做不到的哦，一切是微心态。That's why I want you all after you all know this, you all reflect back.Before you have the understanding, how come you cannot do it? And why now a lot of people who do the thing without understanding, also they will not achieve what they want to achieve. 做不到的。So, most important, 就是你要去问你自己。If now I start asking myself,How can I really develop the understanding of how to cultivate? So, 你自己要 start to see 起来的 on your own. Of course, you can try to make some note based on what I tell you, but that one is guided already. But later on, the note 关起来 Then you ask yourself, how can I develop the understanding? Then assume if you want to share this information with other people. If you yourself cannot understand, you cannot share on.It's very obvious. Then you start. How do I really start?
So,
the important thing about cultivation is the understanding part first. So the understanding is very straightforward. Although every time I share, it appears simple. Because the structure is all there. So based on what the Buddha is trying to teach us and share with us, we need.To train our mind to develop heedfulness, but what is heedfulness? 很少人知道 ，That's why they cannot get it. Then why Huineng 来的时候 ，he talk about the two mind. That the two mind actually come from heedfulness. Without heedfulness, you cannot realize the two mind. When you are heedful, you are ever mindful, constantly meditating. To be in that state, your thinking must stop one or very little one. The heedless thinking, the mundane mind activity must stop one.Otherwise, there is no clarity, no space between thought. You cannot be aware. You cannot be in the state of heedfulness. And that is the requirement to start. And that state of mind that is heedful is throughout the day. That's why I always say, not until your mindfulness stabilizes, you have not done the real meditation, the real training. Means sometimes,When you meditate, you are in the form of meditation, you have some form of mindfulness or awareness, or you are heedful to a certain extent. But out of it, go back to daily life, heedless again, 全部忘记. So the daily mindfulness to anchor all this training is very important. That's why the daily religious routine. Oh. 你不要看 like 不重要 and all those things. And when you meditate,The word is so loose, no? What is meditation? And most people are so conditioned. If meditate, just sit. What are you doing in the new meditation? And every time you may know I share is to train our mind to develop mindfulness leading to heedfulness. Or when mindfulness develop already, stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate the word info path to develop heedfulness.这个是 easier said than done, but every time you go for retreat or go for meditation or at home when you do your routine, do you really remember what this thing is that you are going to develop? Means you meditate because you want to train yourself, you want to develop this empathy to be mindful and stabilize it. Then for those already 做过了, already you have the ability to be mindful and aware and stabilize it. then they are different. They become totally different. Then they can understand. Then the moment they lie down, the moment they sit, they already know how to relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize that thing. Then after that, they can do the real meditation. Means that relaxation take longer time. Then there are many stages of relaxation. Because the body and the mind not so easy to relax on. If you don't have the understanding, you find it very difficult to relax on. Then that habitual tendency of the mind that constantly want to know, want to achieve, wants to compare, want to reason, want to, that one take a long time to actually let it go on. Because that one will keep on coming back. But it's a habitual tendency that never so long. It's a conditioning. And that is the characteristics of our mundane mind, you know. So that mundane mind, if it doesn't cease, doesn't stop, the clarity of the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness cannot surface. That's why I always say, don't try to know, don't try to do it. So that one you need to understand what is it all about. If I don't try to know, then how to be aware? Because they confuse the knowing and the awareness. To be aware is to know, they think. But to be aware is not to know. That's why I say aware, don't try to know, means the awareness is there. The moment it she lie as perception, you try to know it. Then let it be. Based aware, finish. Aware, finish. Near train down the mind, develop the understanding to be aware, more important than to perceive and think. To perceive and think, that is the usual way of the mind. So if you perceive and think, you will create views, opinion and conditioning that will continuously create more thinking, proliferation of thought. Then you cannot meditate at it. But because this thing is so new, people who don't understand what cannot do it. This is very boring. I don't have any instruction to meditate. I don't have anything to know. I don't want to know anything. I blank my mind. They won't think like that. Then they say, and where finish means what? Chill kun one, you will sleep one. Yeah, you got nothing to do. But the purpose of this type of awareness-based meditation is not to do anything. Relax, maintain awareness. Aware, finish. Aware, let it go. Aware. So this new type of conditioning will stabilize your awareness nature so that the moment you are aware, you don't have to think. Then you can flow with the awareness. That's how the specific phenomenal awareness arises. Then aware, like I always say, tap, 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 aware, 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 aware. But in between, of course, aware, you don't continue. That's why I say finish up. Aware, space, means aware, aware, aware. Let it be aware. Until suddenly the awareness slows down. Then it becomes a continuous thing. Means that nature aware. Then, of course, you are at a habit, there is a bit, there's a bit. Aware, cease, aware, cease. Follow the habit, until that habit becomes required. See, until the mind enters the deep. And all this, not taught, nobody knows. That's why they chop it down. They have to go through the traditional method, technique, conventional teaching, the chanting, the noting, because they need something to anchor the mind. And they don't know that it's because the mental hindrance are there due to the lack of stability of spiritual autonomy. So you don't know these two, you cannot focus on your training. If you know that you lack the spiritual faculty, you should train your spiritual faculty. How to train? That one is the teaching. You must faith in the Buddha through knowing the Buddha. How special the Buddha is. He's not only enlightened, he's fully enlightened. Then you have great respect for such a teacher and gratitude. Then his teaching can awaken living beings, free you from suffering. So from there, it gives you the faith.
then it pushes you to practice the virya. Then after that, you determine to be mindful. That's how you develop the sati. Determine to be mindful. Every moment, aware. The daily mindful. Once it's like the mind want to take off or become heedless or not with the moment, you bring it back. Like anapanasati, awareness of the in and out breath lost, bring it back. This one is your awareness inside, inner awareness lost, you bring it back. Determined to be aware from inside, aware. In the former, easier, you can stabilize it. So, 这个要做到它 very stable. If you don't understand this, 你不会去做. Even after you understand, you find it very difficult initially. So it's because all along I've been teaching you all this time, then some will try it out, then they are able to be in that state in the form of meditation. Then you can relax until you can detect that gateway to nature. Then it becomes a lot easier. Then the daily religious routine, the complement, this is very important. If you don't have the daily mindful, 很多东西你看不到的，你不会了解。 Then the teaching all are like not easy to follow. That's why you will start to develop the understanding more and more. Because you start to 看到很多东西. As you go through that stability of inner awareness, the silent mind, the stability of the silent mind and awareness, then how it becomes like you described that day. The awareness nature become very subtle, but still everything becomes very quiet. Then from there you come out. So all this will let you understand a lot of things. Just to go through this is to go through the understanding of what that nature is and how that pure awareness nature become very sensitive. You become very like heightened, the awareness heightened. Then because that time like the senses all, you don't need the senses already. The senses can be there, but the awareness is the common one, the universal one. But the awareness that can be aware can become very sensitive one. You want to be aware of distant sound, you can. You want to aware of your physical tactile or what, you can. You want to aware of your smell, taste or what, all these senses will be heightened. That's what that nature is capable of. But the problem with human beings is they don't know what this awareness nature is. They straight away perceive and become the thought of it, the mundane. So say, wow, I can hear, I can smell, I can taste. 不是说错, it's because you don't understand. That is the way of the mundane mind. That is the only instrument you have. That's why you overlook the awareness. So every time the mind behave in certain way, the thinking come in. Once you do that, you are back to the mundane mind, the heedless thinking mind. Means there is no awareness behind to witness, to understand, to insight in the phenomenon, to realize all this. That's why come and talk about, they cannot do it. So awareness nature, the stability of it is very important, and the understanding of it. Otherwise you go back to your thinking. And when you go back to your thinking, it's the old habitual way, and very fast people lost in thought. That's why just say teaching, you say it's difficult, it's not difficult. But if you don't understand, it's very difficult. It's not common, not taught, seldom. And a lot of people are very interested in the Dharma aspect, the description of it and all that, and the fantastic experience. Actually, the real experience is not the one from the mundane one, not from energy field concentration, like a magic show. The real one, don't have magic show, but the awareness, aware one. And it understands, through the awareness, it understands. And no words on. This one is a totally different dimension of training, different dimension of motivation.
So discuss 这些东西 more important， 要现在你们能够了解了。You all can understand.
Even the last Sunday of talk, no doubt it's very simple, very basic learnings. But I have been listening for about 3 times. Each time I listen, I go like, to us, it's so basic that it's something that we have heard for maybe 7-8 years, you know.
Correct.
But every time we hear, we say, I know. But seriously, when I listen to again, I go like, because it's something we take for granted. Right? It's like, it should be like this, like this, like this.
Correct.
Every time we hear brother talk, oh yeah. But how much of it is really in us?
Yes, it must have the stability or understanding until it can manifest itself to your own internal understanding. Yes? You live that life that has the embodiment of this understanding. Means this understanding is with your common mind. Then only you have the understanding. Otherwise, it's knowledge, like Yun Chan. Every time we have to go before the world, kindergarten stuff, Sunday school children study, so you thought it's the same. Then the three turning off. Why want to waste time on that three turning? Say, teach us how to do vipassana. How to get the jhana. How to get the insight. How to become enlightened. This, the mind is chasing after what? Chasing after all the big word, the experience. Then, the so-called enlightenment. Then they will put this monk, this achan, this whatever, saido, whatever. They are very interesting. But do you really understand what is it that you are looking for? Is this what is being shared, the true Dharma? Can you awaken through this? No way. That's why people are very gullible until today. Even Mahayana teaching also same one. You go, every Mahayana temple, they have their own way of teaching and all things. That's to them, this is really good. You must do this. And yes, I just know. Was it Manjuan? The walking one. Who was the one who said?
Oh, Manjuan. You need to see.
Wow, the walking. Very visual. The eye must look how many degrees down. Walk. What space, what... This type of training you go and do. Rigid counsel. You are not natural. It's not teaching you how to be aware. Teaching you that type of technique, that type of method to him. And what they like? Can read mind. Can do this. Can do that. Mind. To me, if you don't understand the basic teaching, you're wasting your time. So, 你去过了这些, 你 explore 过了这些, now I want you to reflect back. Do you really have the real understanding? Miss, contemplate. Assume I don't know anything. Now I want to start the cultivation. With what I have learned, what I share, and everything that you have received as content. How you really want to develop the understanding so that you can move. So that this understanding can be very stable in you. So that life after life you come, you don't have to waste time on all those things. That one is very important. If on your own you cannot contemplate it out and write it out, means you still don't have the stability. Then every time you meditate, you will go back to the old way. Just like PG say, you think you know, but all this to you is still words. Like Yun Chan, that's still words. Only those who really follow the instruction and go and try it out, then they realize it is so beautiful. Then they realize that awareness nature is so different. Not like what other people say. No word, nothing. But the mind itself is a free mind. Without thought, can be like that. No need to focus, no need to concentrate, no need to do anything. You just relax. That's why you must have the understanding. Then give it a try. 不难的. Initially, it's 很容易的. that mundane mind very easy to train. To train to be aware is to reverse the old habitual thing, so that you don't allow the thinking to continue to proliferate. That's why the daily mindfulness that the Buddha teach, Kayanuba, is to anchor your awareness to your movement. When your awareness and the movement is one, you cannot think one. Understand? No? It's just like you become very skillful in riding bicycle, 还是煮菜, 还是跑路, it becomes spontaneous, automatic, just move. And during that time, you realize that you just aware of your activity and movement. You become very skillful, very graceful, and you hardly think one. But if you are not skillful, not stable, you haven't done it, then you become like very lunchun. Then everything also must check with the recipe, the cookbook, like that cook. Then vegetable, how much must cut, cut also not skillful. Then weigh, then pang jie, it's chu chu, zhe yang zhu. Of course, it's a training. Show 不好吃的. But 你煮到熟熟了, all become automatic. You just know how to cut. Then you know what are the ingredients. Then 全部一起, 慢慢煮出来. Then 你问他怎样煮啦. That is the training. That's why once you train already, you know already, you don't waste time. You don't go and do all those unfruitful things. So the understanding to me is very important. So, 要去 reflect, 去 contemplate. What is it that the Buddha really teach? That's why after that, you won't be gullible anymore. 其他的东西人家讲,你听了你就知道的哦. Actually, no more meaning really. They don't know what they are trying to develop or share or teach. And a lot is the, like the illiterate leading the illiterate, means the blind leading the blind. You sure get lost time. 找不到的这条路. And what is sati is very important, the awareness. The awareness is very important. The awareness nature is the one that differentiates the thinking mind from the true mind. And the true mind, the moment you realize it, it becomes a totally new understanding. That is how the meditation starts to develop and take off. Without awareness, without sati, you cannot. That's why the spiritual faculty, after you have sadha virya, sati must come out. Sati stabilize, it becomes samadhi. Then with these two, you keep on seeing things, awakening inside the dream. That's why panya will arise. So sati and samadhi is that silent awareness stabilize. Then the awareness, the alertness, the sensitivity is the one that see, understand. The silent observation of what is the reality. No need to label, no need to use word, nothing. Just see, observe. Then without word, you understand. Then this is what the direct seeing is all. Then suddenly you like awaken. No wonder the universal characteristic is like that. When you saw all the phenomena, how it actually moves. Then the dependent origination, the continuity of mindfulness and awareness that see this movement, you will understand what the Buddha meant by dependent origination. That everything is lian si in a state of flux, continuous one. One leading to another, one leading to another. Dependent on this, that arise, dependent on this, that arise. Then the whole thing is interconnected, one whole. Then, 你就了解了, why the Buddha say this is a conditioned world. Conditioned world is dependent originating. We are dependent on condition, it arise, it unfold. When condition is there, things arise. When condition cease to be, things cease to be. So this understanding all will arise. Then why the Buddha say for mind is a forerunner of things? Then you realize from that nature, the moment you allow the thinking to start, it starts to perceive, it starts to create, it starts to give meaning, it starts to arise all of the phenomenal world. That everything comes to be. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is qi. And the Mandarin word is better. Yi qi wei xing zhao. Means the mind create one. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is qi. Means mind create. Wei xing zhao. 造成的 mind, true mind. So Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is about this mind. So if this mind arrives, if it's the forerunner of all things, if it is the chief, then you must take care of this mind. That's why he said, if you are heedless, if you don't take care of this mind, you allow this mind to do what he likes, then this mind will create all the delusion, the what they call the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And because of that, suffering will follow you. So all this Dhammapada saying will become clear to you. It's not just the word anymore. So mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is cheap. When mind arise, if you are heedless, you will give rise to evil roots of wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action that will condition your suffering. That's why suffering will follow you. So the other Dhammapada word is a complementary. Mind is a forerunner, ultimate mind is cheap. When you understand this, if you choose to take care of mind, then you will arise a mind that is heedful, aware, that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And such a mind will bring about happiness in the here and now. So happiness will follow you like the shadow that never leaves. Then you tell yourself, it's so simple. If I want to live life, I will choose to be heedful, to be mindful. I will train my mind so that it will not arise the heedless thinking. It will not create the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. It will not bring about downfall and suffering. So this is how you start. And to do this, you need to be mindful, to be aware. You need to train that mundane mind, stabilize it. Then you need to understand what constitutes evil, the three evil root. Then when you understand already, you must see it in your daily life, in your formal meditation, in life itself. That's why the daily mindfulness, the awareness, all this needs stability or speed. Then all this understanding is the beginning. After that, the Buddha said, if you want to avoid all evil, means you must keep your precept. So that's how we start. No? When you understand what constitutes evil, you have mindfulness, then you can do something about it. No? That's why the precept is about we undertake the training rule to abstain. How can you abstain? You can't even see your greed. How can you abstain from being greedy, covetousness, and possessiveness? You cannot. But you must see it first, the awareness, aware. The moment you're aware, this is the evil root, evil condition, evil action, evil speech, evil thought process. Then you have to abandon it. Then arise the right effort to abandon it, the five way. That's why all these are liancy, connected to the cultivation. Then the third way and the fourth way is to develop wisdom, understanding, so that you are not deluded by the phenomenal world. So that when mind arrives, all these perception, views, opinion, conditioning, how it conditions you into negativity to create the wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong thought process, you see them. And the moment you see them, you understand them, then you can go to the next right effort to prevent it from arising. Well, you know these are all wrong thought, man. Has the evil root of them. Then once you know already enough, like Alicia go through, you are through the depression, you saw or you witness. No? So is it? The moment you are aware, it ceases. The moment you are aware, it ceases. That one, you need to have stability or wisdom through the third way and the fourth way. Where you realize when you just aware, don't do anything, it will cease. Man. Means all this anger, envy, jealousy, fear, they are dependent originating. Not intrinsic within our true mind. That's why that true mind, that awareness, that understand all this is very important. Then if I know it's dependent originating, then I will not be so foolish as to say, I still have anger, I still have fear, my mind still not calm, I still have sankhara. Who is saying all that? The thought. And who is the thought? The egoic mind that created all this. That's why the understanding will reverse itself. Then you realize, the true mind doesn't create any of this. If fear is not me, anger is not me, hatred is not me, selfishness, greed, all the evils are not me, Then why I worry about it? I just aware, finish. Aware, stay, finish. Then if I want to develop further wisdom, I trace the origination factor. How did craving arise? How did desire, lust arise? How did fear arise? Through the senses. When my views, opinion, and conditioning are not straightened, my old habitual tendency is there. I will react that way. I will behave that way. So this is what you see in the meditation. Then you have to awaken to it. Then you have to change. Straighten your view. The next time I see, I hear, I smell, I taste, I tactile feel or thought, the wisdom must come out. Yoniso manasikara. Means wisdom at the moment of sense. Means my Dhamma understanding must surface. This is what yoniso manasikara is. The Dhamma understanding teach me to see things as they are. How can I see things as they are? That's why I teach you all the shortcut way, you know? People are just the way they are. Okay? The world is the world. Condition like that, things will be. Means these are the Dhamma that the Buddha teach. So when you understand this, you can see things as they are and let things be. It's not to quote my word, hey, but you say let things be, or you just walk in pose or something. This is not cultivation already. Or you go and say, hey, let things be, you know, don't do, hey, don't try to know. All this is knowledge, you know. Then you force people, okay, I don't want to know. You just suppress your emotion. I mean, it's not true wisdom. You realize it and awaken on. It's very different one. That's why I say, don't quote me. But do until you see yourself. You understand. That's why the Buddha always say, he can only show you the way. The Dhamma is always there. But the Buddha cannot make you enlightened. He can teach you how to meditate, how to develop this faithfulness, and show you the way. You must walk the path and awaken yourself. So, all this, it cannot give it to you. You have to realize it yourself. It's like eating something. If you are hungry, you ask somebody to eat for you. Cannot. You have to eat yourself. Thirsty, drink. Cultivation is like that. Whatever you need, you have to have the faith, the sincerity, and the diligence to realize it. That's why don't have doubt, just do. Then all this understanding will surface on. And you realize that all these things that I share, 你去到外面找不到,没有人教你这样的东西。 The awareness to see, to understand, then the essential Dhamma, how to link the four ayahs, the five way. They mention this in the teaching, but there is no understanding how to apply, how to really materialize the teaching to become a living reality so that you can understand. So since then, you might stabilize all this, then you become different. Then your cultivation becomes very different. Every moment, every instant, you are different. Because the manasikara is there. The yoniso manasikara, the understanding is there. Then you look at things also different, listen through all the senses, all become different. But the one that see and hear is the awareness. It's no more the egoic mind. The egoic mind is forever with the ego one. And the ego is the personality, the sakyality. And this is the one that has the ni wo xiang one. The I and the me one. The possessiveness one. The craving one. The desire one. The wanting one. Then when you don't understand, there is doubt one. Then there is fear. Then he cannot get what he wants, he get angry emotion. This is the form and mind, not you. And the form and mind, without wisdom connected, is always heedless one. Deluded, that's why 他会做那些东西的. So 你了解了这个 big picture, you go back and contemplate and write it down. And develop the stability of it. Then you won't be gullible. 你不会去乱七八糟去做那些东西的. Then 你听佛法的时候，你知道 the speaker don't understand what he say. When he's teaching knowledge, he's teaching theory. He's teaching what is popularly accepted, humorous type of sharing. But 没有 real teaching, 没有 real understanding. 但是很多东西你听不进了。 Even 你去 listen to what they share, the words are there, but the real teaching 没有了的。 The realization part, the awakening, the true understanding 很少的，这些东西是很重要的啊，不是说 every time you listen to them yeah the five way but still you 教啊 the third way fourth way 最重要啊， but what they say is totally different, they quote the thingBut they don't understand the thing. They cannot apply the thing. Even if they can quote, they cannot apply. 不一样。That's why, 到目前我还没有看到一个能够 link all the Dharma together. All the Dhammapada words, the emphasis, the important. 现在 what is being taught, Dhammapada words 的人就是 teach Dhammapada 罢了。好像讲故事这样嘛。Oh, mind is important, no, all things. Then after that, no, it's a mundane thing. You cannot explain to me what is this mind, the mundane mind, the true mind. You don't know.Then what is the self nature, the awareness nature? 从来不知道。You know, so 很多东西啊， even like Mahayana also, they got the 心经啊， like 照见五蕴皆空啊， then the opening statement 啊， form is emptiness, emptiness is form 啊。So 啊，空就是色，色就是空，空不，the other one is what?
即
是色啊， then 色即是空。Then the other one is I forgot the name, but the basis of it is form is emptiness, and emptiness is form, and form does not differ from emptiness. What does it mean? They were good to you and all things, but they cannot explain to you what this thing is. They use it as a teaching because it's like very abstract, huh? Very interesting, huh? Like very profound. Huh?Then they will teach you based on the Mahayana the text or 那些 master or teacher give one that type of words which are very beautiful. If you are enlightened, you can understand the word. But to people who wants to go through the training and understanding, 你这样教他没有用的，他不能理解的。So what you should share is you say, okay, how can form be empty? Correct or not?Form is emptiness, huh? Then emptiness is also form, huh? How you explain that? 它有 three stages, so now who wants to try to explain? Why is form also emptiness? Emptiness is also form. And why in the second statement, form does not differ from emptiness? Emptiness does not differ from form. So 它的 meaning very deep, huh? Then how you apply the teaching to see this, to awaken to it?That's why the sitting is the final product. That's why it's Prajna Paramita. Perfection of wisdom Paramita. Anybody want to try? Form is empty. Oh, empty. Okay. You try?
Okay.
色
即是空。在这个色就是我们所谓的form里面其实是we are of four elements.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So, 可是在这个 so-called four elements 里面我们还有一个我们的 self 就是那个
consciousness
在里面，
所以
是在空里面，它还不是 totally 空，就好像比方说我们在这个空间里面，这个物质里面，然后 let's say 你讲没有就是 put aside all this 啦，但还是有空气在里面啊，对不对？其实它不是完全是空，就可是我们还是有一个 nature 在里面，就是当我们在我们的 nature 里面，其实这一切都不存在。这一切就是说，我们的五蕴啊，什么什么，就是什么都没有，就是只是一个 awareness。So, 就是我们所谓的我们在 meditation 里面看到的，就是一个 nature， but 这些全部都不存在。
Yeah, yeah.
可是那个是讲着那个是里面的那个另外一个 part 就是我们的 nature。当我们回来这个因缘法里面，就是另外一个 part。
Yeah, 对，
对吗？因缘法里面我们就是有的话就是说，因为它是 dependent origination，
yeah,
那个因缘法怎样的去 manifest， 就是有一个有字。那可是那个有是怎样去？我们怎样去把它有呢？是其实我们的心所 manifest 出来所有的一切，这个是我一点点的 understanding。
有，比如你 from 那个 nature， 你就能够悟到吧？你没有 stability or understanding to explain。
对。
So the stability to explain will make this more clear。 so that you all can learn. Yeah, the first verse is form is empty. So 你如果用你的脑袋啦 the mundane mind 啊去想啊 form is solid, 它也会是空。If you use your brain, your mundane mind to go and think and reflect, then you will become very like curious, ma, and like you don't believe, ma, what type of teaching is it? Form is form, so solid, ma. How can it be emptiness? And how can emptiness become form? Then the mundane mind like to differentiate thing, ma, like to create concept to say this is form, ma.Then this is without thing is empty. Ma. Like Alicia said, scientists will know who say empty, still got air inside. Ma. It's not vacuum. Ma. Space vacuum, empty. La. But what the teacher is trying to teach is not about scientific term. Understand or not? It's something to do with Alicia's understanding from the self nature. This awareness understands how all this come about through yin yang fa. Means,all these are phenomenal world of consciousness and form. Then they are dependent originating condition arising. So this understanding is very important. That her stability of understanding cannot allow her to explain clearly. So the explanation that the Buddha gave, for those who understand, which I have shared many times since 2004, but you all heard, but you all cannotremember or relate, but you all don't see. The first one is form is emptier, emptier is form. So the easiest way to understand is, originally before this form arises, what is this space? You can say it's empty space, although got air, you want to argue for what? Understand? Then when this form arises, does it occupy the same space?
Yes.
So form is emptiness, emptiness is form.This form does not differ from the empty space. Differ from emptiness. And emptiness does not differ from this form. They are one together, ma. Understand or not? That is the first aspect, la. That's why you can see this means you can see creation, no? Then the second aspect is, how did this form arise? Come from where? Like Alicia, he know, it's dependent. You must get the carpenter, you must source the material, then he finish it off, put a marker and sell, you go and buy, I go and buy, then deliver, then exist already, like the bullock cart analogy that the Buddha gave. You take the past away, like this one, then this table is gone, this form is gone. We put them back together, when the condition comes together, this one arises, that's not.That's why this is why form is unreal, empty nature. Form is dependent originating, condition arising. When condition arises, it arises. Then I add in something like the block card. You give it a concept because it performs a function, understand? Then you call your block card. And this one performs a function of a table. Then you give it a name. Then this form has a name. That's why name and form.Understand? Nama rupa, name and form. So, when you understand this are conditions arising, then I know there is no reality. When conditions cease to be, it cease to be. This one can get disappeared and destroyed. People can steal it or you can over time damage or what? Gone. So, this second aspect is very important, the yin yang form.Everything in the phenomenal world is like that one. Dependent originating condition. No reality one. That's why we call it empty nature existence. 它是空性的。它本来就是空啊。Before anything arise, that nature 就是空啊。Then things come about later. And this thing exists for the duration of how the supporting condition support it. The supporting condition ceases to be, it ceases to be one.But to see in the meditation is very important. That's why you must see the moment of the arising of the phenomenon, the sustainment and the cessation of it. Means simultaneously. That's why every moment where your continuous mindfulness is there,
every moment of phenomena, you know, that one. 它有它的生, then sustainer and ceasing. 生灭, fast on, you know that. But you say last for a while, one. Like my voice, as long as I continue to speak, it will sustain itself. Then when condition cease to be where I stop. Cease. Is my voice real? It's a phenomenon. It's not real because it's dependent originating. Ma. I speak only it arises. Then when you can perceive it, you see it exists. Ma. To somebody far away cannot hear, he will argue with you, where got sound? Mm. So, yin yan fa is for you to realize through your nature that everything is dependent on you. And we have a form, like addition, the four elements, she forgot the senses. Ah. The senses is the one that can animate us into a human being to become conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we think, what we feel and think. And this is how we arise, how we become a human being. And this one is not you. This one is karmically conditioned out for you to come to this world, a vehicle and a tool, to live life, to experience, to understand all this. Then, how do you know this is a table? The third stage of seeing, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. How do you know it's a table? How do you know it's a block card, a TV? How do you perceive my voice? Yeah, through perception, ma. Understand? So, what is perception? Just an image, ma. The inverted image of what you see. Understand? Reflected here. Externally already dependent originating condition arising, not so real already. Then how do you know this table is through your mundane mind that perceive it, ma? This perception is just an image, you know. How real can it be? How solid can it be? Just like the thought. How can thought have power over you? What is a thought? Arise and pass away, arise and pass away. Impermanent, empty. Why can't you see that and allow thought to have such power over you? So all these are the Dhamma that you can realize through the awakening. Without the awakening, you cannot realize. So, how do you know that this is a table, this is a TV? It's through your perception. And what is perception? It's just an image, just like your thought. It's mind-made, just image energy. So, how come it has power over you? How come this perception can create you to react? Cause you to react, cause you to give meaning, cause you to become heedless, cause you to have attachment, craving, desire. You must see, just like Krishnamurti said, you must understand the power of thought, the power of thought to divide, to delude, to cause all this division, to cause the conflict, the argument, the misunderstanding. And what is that mind? That is the mundane mind. The mundane mind that doesn't understand will get entangled. But the nature that has the awakening and the wisdom that see all this clearly is not deceived. It's just an image. It's just a thought, five aggregate, mental aspect. Understand? Wu yin jie kong, feeling is empty, perception and everything. The analogy also the Buddha gave you, the five analogy. But they study the five analogy of the five aggregate, they don't know how to apply. That's why at least the Mahayana says, Zhu Meng Huan Tao Yi. They can apply it and turn up. Mong is like dream state. Actually, perception, all these, the consciousness, when you sleep, you dream, is actually the subconscious release and the unconscious release. They are just consciousness. That's why Zhu Meng. Huan is an illusion. It deceiving you. It creating illusion for you to see. Pao is like bubble. Huh? Feeling. Come and go. Come and go. Split second. Feeling arise and pass away. Arise. It's a continuous arising and passing away of that tactile feeling. And you call it pain. Here it lasts. So, do not be deceived by the continuity. Then the consciousness will lead to the final one, the Vijnanam. Vijnanam is
the consciousness part, whatever you become conscious of, when you become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you breathe, smell, taste, tactile, feel and think, how come you can be deceived by it, the phenomenal, deluded, mundane mind, which it lashes on it, give meaning, and create proliferation of thought, and condition you into misery, into creating all the evil roots, then condition your karmic negativity. So this is what you're supposed to see. Like Krishnamurti put in a better way, to understand the limitation of thought, how thought divide, how thought create reality and all those things that condition living being to deludedly grasp, cling and entangle themselves. So all this understanding, when you are mindful and aware, you start to see. No wonder, last time before I know the number, I was like that. I got anger, I got hatred. But anger was never me, hatred was never me. What I perceive, this is not what it is. The reality is, like the enlightened Zen master, he points to this table. He said, what is it? The disciple said, table, he whacked the floor. You say you enlightened, you still got table. When you see things as they are, no name one. The second level of seeing, kan san, si san, mundane seeing. No? Kan san, bu si san, because the direct seeing don't have words on. No reality one. You see with your nature, and there is no image, nothing. The true mind. That's why it's awareness that is aware. Where it's aware, don't have name. That's why there is no words. No concept. Because no word, no concept, it doesn't divide. No fear, no worry, no deed. Everything also sits on. That's why it's tranquility, stillness, awareness. With the true mind, got none of all this one. No emotion, nothing on. No words to describe or say anything on. And this is how you should see things on. The direct seeing, the understanding. But you have to live in the world. The phenomenal world, you like it or not, exists. This form and mind exists, subject to karma. That's why this thing and this thing must harmonize through the understanding of the conditioned world. The conditioned world has its own set of reality. That's why this one, even though everything is empty, not real and all this thing, but you have to do your duty. You cannot simply do thing one. This is a complicated part. Understanding the unconditioned Dhamma and then understanding the unconditioned Dhamma to allow these two to manifest in that form and mind with that wisdom is to understand life. Otherwise you cannot understand life one. Then you will be very confused. The Buddha said non-self, how come now I am born of my karma, heir to my condition, by my karma, and what I am become. So all these things will make you very confused. So the third level of seeing is supposed to allow you to break free from all this form. So that form has got no more power over you. The whole phenomenal world of form will collapse in front of you. Because they are dependent originating. Externally already not so real. It's not a permanent and changing entity. Then how do I know it's a form? Through my perception. It's just an image, even more unreal. Then why do you grasp onto it? Why do you cling onto it? Why do you become miserable over it? Fighting over it? Craving for it? Grasping for it? Not necessarily this table or not, it can be anything in this world. Your property, your wealth, your loved one, your whatever. So all this is applicable to the whole of the phenomenal world. That's why the Dhamma is when you awaken, it is totality one. Not that knowledge or that particular thing one. It's different one. That's why wisdom is not rigid one, not a knowledge. It's not a particular knowledge. It's wisdom. When you understand, means you understand one. When it applies to all things one. So, yin yang fa is the second stage of seeing. The third state of seeing is the direct seeing. When you have the direct seeing, you know there is an image, then through memory you create. then through your views, opinion, and conditioning, it causes you to grasp and cling. Then you have to reverse all this through an understanding. That's why you have to straighten your view. How to straighten your, the Buddha says, sitting as they are. So when I'm sitting as they are, there is nothing. Not what you think. Everything is following this law, dependent on the world is the world. The people is the way they are. So when you can see all this, you can accept what is the reality, you become at peace. But then there are things that you have to resolve, understand how? When you come to this world, this form and mind got its own requirement and needs. It needs its own help and all those things. So you need to take care, you take care. Then it needs some form of support, food and shelter, financial or whatever. You work towards it, understand or not? You don't go and crave for it. You use the Dharma understanding, following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, then cultivate wholesomeness, means merits, blessings. All this will come to you, then it will support you. Then your nature, you have a beautiful karmic nature, you have a beautiful spiritual, all this understanding will come. Then life after life, you got no more problem. This is the big picture, this is the big understanding that people must have. But who has this understanding? Even Alicia, ta tong, ta jiang bu chu. Even the stability of understanding is not there. But 现在我讲到这么清楚了, 我是提早 let you understand this, so that later 你悟到的时候, 这个 stability 就会跑进来, But at the moment, a lot of these stages of seeing, you need to reflect, contemplate, silence your mind, and develop the meditative. Her advantage is, 她有那个 silent awareness 的 nature, 她知道 from here everything arises. That's why 她知道 what it is, 她能够了解我们 说的东西, share 的, but 她不能够 have the stable understanding to explain all this clearly to people. So the Heart Sutta, you go and read out all the book and go and listen to all the sharing. Who which Dharma teacher can explain like that? I haven't seen anymore. Xuan Huang only explained the first stage. Form is emptier, emptier. That one not bad. The first stage. Se bu yi kong kong bu yi se. At the retreat also I showed you before. This space originally was empty. Then how does this form arrive? It arrived later. It occupied the same space. That's why that word, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Then form does not differ from the empty space that is inside. That's why emptiness does not differ from form. So you are in memory what? 色不异空，空不异色, 是吧? 色即是空，空即是色, 是吧? It's the same one. And this is the real meaning. That's why until now, 你们都说不出, 它是很容易的。 But 你没有真的 have the direct seeing 啊, 你怎样去了解这些东西, 你怎样去悟到这些东西, you will never going to have that understanding. But anyway, it's very simple. But 我们以为是 very abstract teaching 啊, Form is emptiness, emptiness is form, you understand? 那个就很厉害啦, 在外面很多人讲啦。 You know like that? You want to impress people? Hey, you will study Heart Sutta or not? You attend Heart Sutta class or not? A lot of people tell you, you attend Heart Sutta class. 哇,那个老师几厉害几厉害。 All this, mainly is knowledge. The actual understanding behind the explanation not there. 做不到。 这个我2004我就教了，已经讲了的，十二因缘法里面也讲了的。 But 你们能够吸收多少？ And after I explain, it's only mainly the understanding which is more knowledge aspect. Where you haven't really awakened to it. When you awaken to it, the Krishnamurti's word becomes very clear one. then the Buddha's Dhammapada will all become very clear. 我都没有读过的 Dhammapada, why 我一听到一闻到我就知道他讲什么了。 Heedfulness, or how did I understand? Mind is a foreigner. How did I understand? I'm not even mentally educated. But because my nature from the past already developed this understanding, like Huineng, I hear truth, I understand. That's why it is like that.
So, when teaching is not what the human mind knows. You use the mundane mind to approach it, you cannot understand. So, cultivation has its own beauty when you understand. But you don't understand that time, you really cannot start. It's not easy.
Radio, I think the turning point of a lot of our cultivation is the realization of sati.
Yeah, sati.
When
that one
we
is
are
most
able
important.
To silence to a certain
extent,
and then we start to see the difference.
Yeah. The actual movement of phenomena, everything, to link all this, to understand all this without even a single word or concept or verbalization, means that nature observe. That's why don't try to know. That's why maintain mindfulness, awareness. The understanding will come by itself, 他自己会懂了，他自己会awaken. Without all this, I'm not even mentally educated. I not even train in the Mahayana teaching when I come. I don't know anything about Buddhism and Mahayana when I came as a child. Then how did all this understanding arise? It came from my past. Then when is the truth, it's strange, no? The nature can understand. And no, dear. That's why the Mahayana teaching, if the English translation is wrong, I will know. The meaning doesn't stand out. So far, Xuan Hua one, okay lah, quite good lah. That's why I like to use his commentary, although long-winded, and all those things lah. But he got his own understanding and experience. Yeah. But I like to use it as a format lah. Because some of the part he explained is quite good. So, you need to really be sincere, have faith, and diligently go and contemplate, reflect, and understand. Then you cultivate, you move very fast. Do what you have to do, the important one. Especially stabilize it until it becomes ever mindful. Then you see things differently, your understanding differently. All these teachings come from sati, the silent mind, leading to heedfulness. Hopefully, after today, you all can understand better. Then the other aspect of the Heart Sutta also same one, very profound. Zhao Jian Wu Yun Jian, how does he illuminate and realize that they are all empty? Kong Xing. Very profound one. When he was cultivating the perfection of wisdom, Mi Tuo Jin, so. Guan Zi Zai Fu Sa. So all this, because how did he illuminate into the five skandhas and realize that they are all empty?
He said, "Wu yun jie kong." That is the final summary. Why is it kong? It's actually the Theravada teaching. What is wu yun? Se shou xiang xing shi. Why are they empty? Because the Buddha, they are impermanent first. The Theravada level, you have to teach like that. Unless you see impermanent, you cannot see suffering. But impermanent will lead to suffering. Not everything changes. You cannot forever young, forever good, forever handsome. Cannot. It won't away from each other. Even that's the yin yang fa. That's why impermanent will lead to suffering. Impermanent means they are dependent on getting conditions.
Otherwise, they won't be impermanent. They follow condition, they arise on. Then, according to condition, they sustain themselves. Then, when condition cease to be, they cease to be. That's why, 生灭, then, 因缘法, 四二因缘法. Then, from there, you realize is subject to a nature's law, law that governs life and existence. If one takes your way, which is not in accordance with nature's way, the universal characteristic of suffering will arise. That's why the first number two says, when you cannot get what you want, when things don't go your way, especially here, you suffer. That is precisely the meaning. So the other one are just reality that support all this. 生老病死, birth, old age, sickness and death is a natural process of the form. The form will go the way of nature. That's why it's subject to all this decay, sickness and death. So if you want things your way, which is not nature's way, you will suffer. That's why the Buddha teach the five daily contemplation. This nature of mind, this body of mind, it's of the nature to grow old, get sick and die, for it's not gone beyond old age. It's for you to see. This is not you, not a reality. That's why it's empty. It doesn't go the way of nature. It come and it go. It has its supporting condition. The three conditions that support the arising of the human being or the form and mind. And the supporting condition ceases to be. It ceases to be. That's why it's empty, not real. So if you see impermanent, you will see dependent origination. You will see suffering. Then you will see non-self and empty nature existence. And these three combined is emptiness. Kong si. That's why Theravada, he teaches these three universal characteristics. Mahayana, that realize the nature one, straight away know it's empty. Because this is all dependent on originating condition arising, causal phenomena. No reality. But the Buddha teach the three universal characteristics so that it's like easier for people to understand, one leading to another. But the teaching that is taught today is no more like that. They are taught as independent teaching. Universal correction or impermanent. You don't know impermanent. Then they give you an example. Everything is in a state of flux. Change. Is that impermanent? Nature's law also not in war. Paticca Samuppada also not in war. You talk about impermanent. This is a lonchi patao. 不会教, don't know how to teach. Because the physical law has its own law. Scientific law has its own law. The mental has its own law. 四二因缘法 is mental. That's not law. But 因缘法, the overall one that Mahayana came out with one. Actually, Theravada may include 那个因缘法. It just say dependent originating condition. That one applies to the mind one. 四二因缘法. But 我们华语马来人啊, the 因缘法 is very important. 因缘 means condition arising, causal phenomena. Yeah? That's why 我们整天是讲那个缘字嘛, 有缘就有这回事, 没有缘, 没有缘分, 什么都没有. So everything also about 缘, 缘分. Good and bad also about 缘分. So all this understanding is very profound. Then, 阿摩郎就是要拿几个字 combine起来才那个 word 言跑出来. Condition arising, causal phenomena, dependent originating, affinity, all these words put together only 一个言字, 因缘法, 言起言灭. So, that's why you must know both one, the English and the Mandarin. You must know both one. Then the meaning stand up one, though. The meaning really stand up one. That's why the Yin Yan Fa, the Yan Qi Yan Mei, a very beautiful description. Then the Diamond Sutta one also. Yi Qie Yu Wei Fa. Yu Wei Fa, Yu Wu Wei Fa. Very beautiful one. Conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma. Yu Wei Fa, conditioned Dhamma. That's why 一切都是因缘法, they call it. So, 因缘法 what? Look, Amokwa, Dharma, Affinity, Wu Gam Liao, you know. Fa is Dharma, la. Yen is Affinity, la. It's a Bu Chun, eh, that word. Dharma, Affinity. What color? Wu Dharma, Affinity. Actually, it's Fa Yuan Liao, Wu Gam Liao. It's 因缘的法. That one is a big picture, you know.
Remember, there's one word Radio recite,
You can't really, you know,
、魔有魔正道，正道才有魔，越魔越光亮，光亮更要魔，魔到露出越现出本来。
No,
that one 玄花的使用，嗯，玄花的 ，but 一次不了 ，I remember.
Yeah, the thing is,
because the Dharma all inside there.Because it's very interesting, it's like, 魔有魔真道，真道才有魔 which is true, what?、
Mm-hmm.
Mara only attack those fellow cultivating the way one, trying to find the way one.、Mm-hmm. That's why 真道才有魔 this is referring to Mara, Mayana teaching one. Because when you go into the true cultivation, initially it's the 魔 will come and attack you where、mm-hmm. you got karmic,obstruction everything one. So it will come and obstruct you and do all those things one. Then 真道才有魔嘛。越魔越光亮 means more polish 啦。光亮更要魔嘛。Is it when it shine already, you must polish it further. Then polish until it shine, so that the true Buddha nature can arise. So 现出本来佛咯。That one is a very beautiful poem.
Mm-hmm. 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 Someone told my father that my brother, when he came back to home, I don't know whether it's related to what you just say, he told my father, you know, you think meditate and chanting very good. You shouldn't do that at all. He said, if you do that, then all those spirits will come near you.
No such thing, one. yeah.You don't go and believe all those people. Because when you meditate and chant, you have your merits and all, but provided you understand what is meditation, you go and do one pointedness, focusing one energy, then you attract the mara. It's like Kong Wu. You understand what is Kong Wu? Jiang Wu. Jiang Wu is swordsman. People will challenge you. So you cultivate energy field, you are like a Kong Wu Lo, not really cultivating the real Dharma. Dharma, pure Dharma, Mu Ye one. Nothing to show, no Kung Fu, no psychic, nothing one. That one they say is not Kung Fu, they don't want to cultivate. That's why they go into energy field, yup, I Wu Min Kiai, I Wu Manifestation, I Wu Energy. That's how they get.Detour, gullible. So the fellow who tell your brother also don't understand one. Then some they say you eat garlic, they come after you. You don't take care of karma, what you eat also they come after you, I tell you. You play with this type of thing, you are inviting trouble one. So it's nothing to do with that. It's just like telling your brother feng shui so, hey, your house bad feng shui. Or they tell you, your house face what direction, no good.Feng shui no good. Or you sleep underneath a beam, no good. What the hell, man? You stay in the condo, how many story high? All the beam everywhere. Makes a condo no good. It's not feng shui, not all this missing. This is somehow my son. Tradition, beliefs, nothing to do with the Dhamma.The Dhamma is nature's law, very clear. Take care of karma, karma take care of life. Because the Buddha already said you're born of karma, heir to your karma condition, you are what you are because of karma. If someone to believe all this type of thing that people tell you, forget about it. Because there are cases where you go to a new place or you buy a new house, then you do renovation, then the non-human inside there if you want. Understand now?They don't know what the hell you are doing, ma. So they attack you, That's why there are a lot of people kena. Last night, Cempaka got one couple came and see me, young couple. 34 years old, make some money, bought a house, do renovation. They say before they do renovation, ho-ho one. No, more ho-ho one. With their in-law also ho-ho. After they started renovation, until Leong Kung Po also divorced.The contractor also argued that everything not right. They're not human culture. Then they happened to be in Cempaka. Then they saw my class. Then they came to my class. Then somebody told them, you go and ask Brother Teo, I think he can help you. So they came and asked me. Then he supposed to be a Buddhist, though, this couple. Then I say, what do you do? Then he told me, I say, very likely they are non-human in your house. He said, but I already went to the temple, they give me the chanting tape, oh, I play, it become worse. You know why? You know what? It's like you challenge them, because your vibration is like that. You challenge them, you want to challenge them, they also got their gang one. They also can call their gang and whack the one. That's why he said, become worse. I say, I never asked you to do all this. Who asked you to do all this? That's why the fellow tell your brother, you do all the chanting, you can attract the non-human. Your people don't understand. They say, oh, this is Parita. Parita chanting, very powerful, got triple gem. What are you doing? You do without understanding. What is important is talk to the non-human. Our society is different. When I pay money, I buy, I got ownership. But I understand you are here before me. So, you are welcome to stay. And I hope you can help protect this place. And then, they will become very happy on. Then I will make this place better for you. And I will give you a space. Wherever you want, you let me know. I tell you, they will support you. And there's a lot of harmony. You must talk to. These non-human can hear you on. Any dialect also, they can hear. Cling. Wow, it's a second. Because they don't look at the word one. They look at your consciousness one. The non-human is the mind to mind one. They don't, because they cannot speak one. But they can understand what you say. Your fear also, they can sense it. Because their consciousness is at least 10, 20 times much more sensitive than when they are trapped in the body. Because when they are trapped in the body, our brain create the mundane thinking, the karmic conditioning, everything. When they are out, they are free of all this. Then there is no pain, nothing on. Where the physical body that is sick and having the pain, all gone on. That's why when they are out, they are completely free. That's why sometimes you hear from these people who pass away, because they actually free from the body, they feel so relieved. But that one is a random or conditioning, it's not them really. But later on, they see anyone, because nobody recognize them, nobody know them. Then the life force disperse. Or they will roam around, then they realize they cannot touch, cannot eat, all the senses, no point, cannot. Because no physical body.
You can even do the
remnant
of consciousness,
Is
it linked to this nature?
Both link or not link. You know how to meditate, the awareness is there one. Then the awareness linked to that nature. Without the awareness, it cannot link one. The wuming the ren gen normal the ren. The true mind is there, the nature is there all the time. How come they cannot link? 一模一样. The remnant of consciousness is what is balance. 跑出来了. 跑出来了, you have all the memory, the storage, everything in the form of consciousness. But the brain cell is not connected. But you can know one. I can still know my brother, what he say, I can still hear. I can still talk to him, but he cannot hear me. Yeah, I came out before. That's why I know all this. So this thing is just consciousness. Then later on, I cannot go in. My own body, I cannot go in. Means actually I die, at the age of it. That's why it's for me to see, for me to understand. And this consciousness can come on. And there is separation of the consciousness from the form. But the rebirth consciousness fall out. Understand? And this is not the real you already. But the form of mind is not you, but it is subject to karma. That is also subject to karma. But that one, no physical, cannot harm people. Understand? It also create eerie the energy. That's the heavy karma. But when you have the physical body, you are capable of a lot of nonsense. Some of the thought and truth. They say, Sayan Song Song, not play the Tuna Po.
We need to learn how to speak. Otherwise, 我们 express 不出来.
Yeah, express 不出, 你学不到的. 今天如果没有这个 condition, to answer Alicia said, I cannot share all this. You have to respond one. Otherwise, I realize that every time I share, there's ding go in. I mean, you 讲了很多佛法啦, 你们听了,
其实 Brian 就讲了很多次 look at analysis， 可是我刚才想不起来
讲 never go in、什么是假象？假象就是因缘法、the parts come together、then it perform a function， you give it a name， that word is very important、because it perform a function 嘛、so Buloka exist 了、then 拆散了，那个 condition 没有了、all the part dispersed 了、where is the Buloka？ 不存在了咯。 so what is real， what is unrealWhat exists and what doesn't exist? All are mind made. 一切有为法，如梦幻泡影。No reality one. And image 罢了。How do you know it's a table? How do you know it's a block cut? You perceive it not through the mental image. And how real can that image be? It's just consciousness. 一点点这样的 image.And image come and go, just like the thought, no, come and go. How come you got such power over you? Deceive you?
就比方我们看到那个好像阿松那天
的那个画像。对，如梦幻泡影，你看到这四样东西 ，all reality one. 梦 is you dream that time, you also create subconscious and unconscious dream.These are actually subconscious release and unconscious release are images in the mind only. No reality. So when you perceive something, it's just this image only. Without the, you're seeing all, the laterally inverted image is what you see. Then the perception of sound, vibration is all different, not image. But that perception itself is an aggregate. So that mind can create the aggregate of perception.Then through memory, it can recall, it can perceive one. Like somebody opening the door, the bird chirping, you can perceive. Low soy, kun jui kun liao, you can perceive. So all this is perception, the power of mind to perceive. That's the hot and cold, you can perceive. Then comfortable, uncomfortable, you can perceive. Then your mind has the ability.And that ability to perceive is an aggregate of mind. So it's not necessarily an image. It's just energy, heightened energy through memory. Then it becomes a concept, an idea. Perception creates words, creates concept. Then from there, your views, opinion, habitual tendency, conditioning all come in. Then input the content of consciousness. That's why 你的 mindful 要看到The moment of contact, the moment of feeling, the moment of conditioning, how the craving arise, how the content of consciousness go in to create the delusion and all those things. You must see all this, then you understand mind make a day. Otherwise, theory ba liao brother still say mind make a day. You can see, you repeat what I say, you can see how you input your content. 你做不到，你讲不出的。你讲出来，我问多两个 question， 你就完蛋。你就来有 talk about KLCC， 就 the tourist book 我有写哦 ，Twin Tower with a bridge link after that。你讲到五头五尾啦，在 KL 啊 ，at one time dollars in the world 80 dollars， all the data you know 啦。我问你怎样去，你讲不出来，你没有去过吗？去到哪里看到什么 ？Go by taxi， go by LRT。Go by bus, how all different? Then 进去了第一个看到什么在里面，你讲不出了，别 you never been there before 吗？所以这个东西没得骗的。我讲出来我都不怕你们 imitate 了，别你不能够 sustain that type of knowledge， that type of knowledge need reality 的 experience to realize that one.You have not realized that, you can quote me, say the exact word, but you 做不到了, even you cannot express the thing to others. And people who understand one, ask you a few questions, you will understand. That's why you saw, 我会 ask 那些 reporting, how you feel. So the way you answer, I will know. That's why sometimes I tell again, 你真的还没有真的 stabilize and 看到。That is what she thinks. She go and project and assume it's going to be like that. She thought 她做过的 你有就是没有的，做不到就做。因为我问几个问题啊， that's why I told him, the actual thing doesn't happen like that. 因为 these are all standard one, no, very clear one. No. That's why the one who awakened, no need same word, no need same language, you know each other one. The way they describe, you will know, 我也看到了的。Realize it. Otherwise, 讲不出的。Sometimes they use their own word, which is very good. Use their own word as a best.That everybody the training differently. Understand? Like this image up there. If you ask student, he will describe it differently. It's a quite low, you describe it. It's an Asian, he will describe it differently. Even this style of artificial power. So how we perceive, how we describe, that thing is still the same, no? Common to all, no? Everyone that has the direct seeing will see the same thing. But how you describe it depends on your background. Understand?An illiterate like Vinning, he will describe it in his own illiterate way, but it's very beautiful one. The example he gave, you, 那个对话的，你看过吗？哇，几漂亮 ！Until that nun also salute. That nun say, you 字 also 不懂啊，你会教佛法？所以 the nun don't believe, look down upon him. He say, yeah, 我不懂 ，I'm uneducated 嘛。六祖跟他讲，哦，我会能跟他讲 ，But you read to me 啦 ，I can explain to you。啊，你是外国来的吗？字都不懂，啊，叫我读给你听，你会 explain to me 佛法哦 ，to them。But the way she read 啊 ，the way 会能 understand 啊 ，is totally different。然后 he described to her until she also salute him。哇，你真的不一样啊、哦、Because the example he gave is very clear cut one. Like, if you are naive, without any conditioning, 你听啊，很清楚 Yeah, so simple also cannot understand. So 佛法就是这样，你清楚了的啊 It's just like 方圆圆 To me, it's very clear. How come people go and think and you like,很难理解 ，very abstract. Everything is just as it is. Of course, 因缘法 difficult lah. Without mindfulness, you cannot see lah. But the first level is quite easy. Form is empty. Form does not differ. That word is very important. Does not differ. Why does not differ? They occupy the same space. That emptiness does not differ from form. They occupy the same space.But form is empty, and therefore you need the second explanation, 因缘法。因为本来是空嘛，因缘起了才现出来嘛。When the dependent origination condition arising, then only arise. Then that form is actually emptiness. Emptiness is actually form, which is right. But the third stage of seeing is beyond that two already. How do you know the image of that one?So far, I mean, Zen Master explained for. Even the second one also very rarely explained for. The second one is the blockade energy of the Buddha is the best. But how many people know how to apply the teaching? Then the third one is to understand emptiness, kong. Emptiness doesn't mean 什么都没有 It's kong xing. Empty nature of existence. Existence is actually empty. 它也空气也空。
Yeah, it's
a very powerful word. Empty nature, existence got no reality. 空性的 That's why you say empty is not nothing. It's not everything also not that. Yet, this meaning is so profound. Everything arises from it. And because it is a nature, empty nature, existence, all existence ultimately is empty. That's why.You born into the world, you come empty. You go also empty. You cannot take along anything. That all of conditions that arise, they are dependent on originating. It's all empty. It's not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it come and go, come out. Just like our memory, since birth until now. We cannot deny we exist through this period. We are born. We existed until now.But is it a reality? You can only recall back through memory. Apart from that, no more reality, all gone. That's why the past is already gone.
no more reality. Future yet to come, no. The present moment is the only reality. If you don't have mindfulness awareness, how can you develop the awareness of the present moment? That's why you cannot understand truth. Right? You cannot see things as they are. You cannot understand what is one unless you have the silent mind to be with the moment, to understand all. So it's not a knowledge one. That's why the silent mind very important, stability of it. Samotopiyotsutao, just do until that one very stable, then develop the continuity of mindfulness. 以前我就讲很久以前的，我想, not until your daily mindfulness stabilizes, your real meditation you haven't started yet. 你真的看不到东西的, without mindfulness. 你要 really have the direct seeing, you must have the silent mind, the direct seeing.
我最近在想, 就每天叫我们 try to achieve 我的以前是我很高的时候我每天讲我还没有到那边，所以所有的 words 我都不要知道 like sati，还是说第一句sati，this 秦昊even提秦昊讲sati， you know， 我说哈 sati， 我都不懂怎样去 explain sati，but then 当他在 meditation inside， 你经过了整个过程之后。
That the word I use become very clear to you.
对,
you know why or not? Because 这些东西, before you develop the stability, even after 你开悟了, or awakened to it, you cannot describe it one, I realize. 很难的, because this thing needs a lot of understanding. Because 你知道那个东西是 这样的, but you cannot describe it because there is no word for you to describe it. This is not a common thing, not a knowledge where everybody already know. Like a lot of things about the nature, about the unconditioned, I have to use my own words to actually explain like specific phenomenal awareness, spatial awareness without saying, 这个 not in the teaching one. Book also never write. Then a lot of things, 就好像刚才的一些讲的, sati. What is sati? How come I can explain to you is awareness before the known? Because the moment you know the aggregate, 就跑出来了，就变 mundane mind. You know? But this stability to explain this is not easy one. 你要自己很 stable 了 ，until 你的 nature very stable， 了 then 你看到 the creation 哦 ，then you start to understand why 玄花 and the Buddha 讲嘛 is a forerunner 哦。玄花讲的是 memory， 一切唯心造。The moment I heard that I understand because I realize the nature already 嘛。心造成的 ，yeah， everything created by the mind。That's why you don't realize it 你悟不到了哦。 You always use a thought through memory, through knowledge, to understand. You understand without it. Anyway, you try to think you know. Oh, mind is a forerunner. Why run? Why forerunner? They can't put out the creation. Then, when mind arrives, everything to you, no meaning. You know, mind is mind. When mind arrives, but what if everything arrives? 你一切是心造成的，唯心造的。 The word is very profound one. And then you realize this, you cannot relate to all this. That's why I say all these teachings are for enlightened beings, not for normal human beings. So, 佛法就是这样, explain 不出, unless you have stability of understanding. That's why initially when my nature awakened, 1989, I don't want to teach. 谁能够明白? Everything I come to know and realize is the opposite of what the Buddhist people, human convention do. It's totally different. Then even after 2004, Yunzhan Lai, but later on they realize it's a lot of very nice things, very profound things they haven't heard before. Too bad, 几年不了,三四年不了就不见了。 Because not much affinity after that, I think they are karmic things erupted. then they will break off on their own, they will go and do their own thing and all that. That's why after that, only those who have affinity one stay on. But that time also, everything become like very quiet. Then 很奇怪, after that, Maitreya came. After Maitreya came, everything start again. Sui An, before Sui An was Mi Feng and Ying Mi. And you know how they contacted me or not? One day, this chief, the president, he already arranged one speaker to speak one. The speaker last minute, Fong Fei Gay, cannot attend. Then he panicked. He told Sui An, can get a replacement or not? Tomorrow is a talk. Sui An, no to Mi Feng, because Mi Feng my uni mate, we all Buddhist society last time. Last time Sui An not Buddhist society, I don't believe all this nonsense. Then Mi Feng every time hear me speak the Dhamma, he say, where's look for Kim Kun? So Sui An call me. I say, I say I'm free Sunday. So he told Jim. Okay, thank you. Then Ta Chu Ji like to MC, you know, Jim. Wow, he heard that talk so good, then NBT is like, he came after the talk, he came and saw me and he said, oh, very good. You can summarize within the 1.5 to 2 hours, all the Dhamma that is required, with such clarity, you never hurt anybody. Then the next day, do you teach meditation? And I said, I teach. Can teach us. Then Mi Feng panic. Mi Feng know she signed on all the rising body. Then later on, maybe meant to be. Then Brother Jim Ken Li Hai, he go and tell the secretary, the in charge one, of Dhamma activity. Say, put Tio on the speaker list. I want to book him for the next 3 years. So that's why he scheduled my talk for the next 3 years. So that's how I went over to Sui An na pen. Then from Sui An na pen, they all came. All the rest came. Then you all is because of the Chempaka side and your friend, the Banting one. And then all start to come. Then a lot of things just fall in the plane. Meant to be with you. That's why when things want to arise, the condition will arise. And how they arise is very amazing. Let you plan also, you cannot plan. It's so perfect one. Then everyone that come, I don't know them. Then the retreat. After that, the retreat. Start with Fraser Hill. After Fraser Hill, only Cameron Highland. The Cameron Highland, 头尾都很多年了.
2013
start. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. Book the bungalow. I think $10 nominal cost. Very big bungalow with cooking facility, everything. So we have our first retreat there. One weekend only, that one. Wow, they like it so much.
Brother, the Fraser said, is it 1 year prior to Cameron?
Yeah.
Consecutive?
After that, they look for a place. Sui An retired, cannot get a place.
That is 2012, Cameron Fraser 2012.
2012, 我们有那个 spiritual trip, 吗?
Thailand.
That means Fraser here and Thailand same year lo.
No, Thailand year end.
Same year lah.
Because that time Thursday class start liao. 2009 Thursday class.
我在 camp, 我在那边只是有看到一个这样子一个 layer 这样子，那个是什么？
No, you just relax and do it. 不要知道, you relax and do it. The nature must open up. 它会 open up. Then the yin and yang energy will melt inside. You just relax and do it. Then let it happen. 什么都不要知道. Just let it. The more relaxed you are, the more movement is there. That nature need the silent mind. And to relax is to have more silent, more awareness. That's why the deep relaxation, the mind going really deep. Then after that,
the mind that come out of it, it's like slowly become conscious again. It reach the surface, then it become conscious again. But when it reaches cessation, it's different again. Before it reaches cessation, you also know, yes? By then your Dhamma understanding already very stable already. Means you already know no reality of the empty nature of the within, all you know already. That's why you finally end up think also like that, don't think also like that. No meaning one. No reality one. At this moment you can die. You will not
regret no reality.
Just form your mind only, a bundle of memory, yin yang power. He know you, he know me, all the segmented life of you. But there is such thing as karmic nature, such thing as the conditioned world, the yin yang power. Everything exists, like real, but empty. Even you can only recall through memory, and that's why I say all history or recorded as history. But which history is the correct history? Nobody knows. Yeah. 每个人的 interaction create a history. That is according to you. That's a historian is who write. But the actual history, only that person that go through may understand. Because there are a lot of his story and history, only he know one, or she know one. Nobody else can know. But the beauty of this Dhamma, this cultivation is really amazing. When you understand that nature shining forth, then the understanding unfolds. Oh, everything is there. It's like the secret of light, everything is there. Then with this understanding, how can you share with the world? That's why this segmented light, the condition is there. That's why Quan Si in the nature came in 86, asked my nature to move fast. Then after that, my Maitreya Lai, he requested me to share with the world the true understanding of this teaching and the secret of the shortcut of the Bodhisattva way. Well, this understanding that I passed down will help a lot of form and mind to evolve and become great being very fast. You won't get lost during the non-sasana. So this teaching is very useful. And what I understand is the true teaching. That's why he used the word 正法. Oh, and the Buddha word come out as he speak, as he laugh. The word by word like that, like somebody do calligraphy on a golden one. Qing-ni-fa, zhen-fa, chuan-xia-qi, with the laughter at the back. Five times repeated. As the image animate 起来, 上去他就, 那个景致就 pop 出来。 First time in my, before I wake up, dream light, so vivid one, so clear one, and colorful one. And the real Maitreya, not the one with the big tongue. This one is very elegant. And it animate, from the wooden thing it animates. It's quite similar to the one we see in this clang one.
Berlin.
Berlin the place. Naka Maitreya, Meo Tamida, near the stupa one. You know why? He one got the head is like the Sumero one. More 那个 Mahayana monk 的那种猫的以前那种猫这样的 一种 like I also don't know how to describe it
其实没有看我自己一次我的 retreat 我真的是第一次 realize 这个 silent mind
very important
very important 真的是它真的是很 powerful 如果是 stabilized,
that's why 我们的 Cameron 如果他能够给我们上气啊, 这个 retreat 就不一样了, I tell you, a lot of you all will become very different. Well, when you have 8 to 9 days, I tell you, you will transform. With this type of understanding, you do, you will transform. Because there are sharing in between, and most of the time, you can be mindful, aware, attentively listen, then you can rest, relax.
then go back to your room also, you can do the mindfulness, lying down, awareness, and throughout the day you can be mindful. And that type of training is very good one. And that place is very conducive one. All the great being, the nature, their energy are there one. Then the 那些 Dharma protector, the devas up there, some of the beings up there, they also very special one, or very unique. Like 那一次他下来跟 Ajoy 他们几个讲的, 跟那个 有一个 clan 的, 梅西, 是不是梅西?
梅西,
啊, 梅西, 啊, 他是, 他是那个 sister, 啊, 他 sister 是 very close to Joyce also, Monica, Monica 的
sister,
他 因为这个 May 前是 earlier 做 psychic 的嘛, 做神经的,
所以常常跟他讲嘛, 今天他就来跟我讲, 我就他们要我跟你讲, 他们要做什么,
so they enter 那几个人的身体,
他们讲的话,
很奇怪咯, 所以说, 你也有一份,
这个给你,
准提菩萨的 nature 也 manifest 了, 他的 Singapore 的 friend 呢, 那个 Malaysia, 他 receive 到 message 了, 他跑来跟我讲, 准提要你们沾的准提的 Sutra to create affinity. So a lot of things happen up there.